Blog Talk Radio.
For some who don't understand our purpose, we as a family in Jesus' name, we like to
You're my melody, like Jesus. You're my song.
God have been that good to us. We have to bless him. We have to give him glory. We have to be thankful. That's why. Hey, welcome to the Word at Noon. I am Lewis Beasley, Apostle of Jesus Christ, called by the will of God to all the saints and faithful in Christ Jesus. Surely happy to have each and every one of you all. We're going to ask Pastor Abel if she would give us a scripture. I'm going to ask Sister William. She didn't know this, but I'm going to ask her if she'd give us a word of prayer.
Amen.
Yes, Lord, I come to you today, and I would like to thank you for all that you have done for me, doing for me, and will do for me. I'd like to thank you, Lord, for waking me up this morning, being there for me in all my needs. Yes, yeah. Lord, I thank you for having mercy and grace and sharing it and shining it on me in these days and times. We all need you, Lord, and I'm glad that you are there for me and all of my brothers and sisters, Lord. I pray that you continue to watch over us, keep us in our health and strength, and continue to guide us to you. We all need to come to you in order to see your face one day in heaven. I thank you for loving us, caring about us, and taking care of us. Yes, Lord, I do thank you for all that you have done and will continue to do. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you.
Amen, amen. And the scripture I'd like to share is coming from Psalm 105, verses 1 through 3. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord. Call upon his name. Make known his deeds among the people. Sing unto him. Sing psalms unto him. Talk ye of all his wondrous works. Glory ye in his holy name. Let the heart of them that rejoice seek the Lord. And reading that from the New Living Translation, it says, give thanks to the Lord and proclaim his greatness. Let the whole world know what he has done. Sing to him, yes, sing his praises. Tell everyone about his wonderful deeds. Amen, amen. And I'd like to thank Pastor for the song and thank Sister Williams for the beautiful prayer. Amen.
Thank you, amen, amen.
Man. Okay, today is Thankful Thursday. Hallelujah. I know we all are thankful for a lot of things, and I want you to be thankful for the word. Has to be a scripture there that just really you're thankful for. It has to be something that you've been just really thankful for. Well, we want you to share that. And I want you all to know that, and I appreciate the scripture and the prayer, Sister William, and the scripture Pastor gave. That was Psalms 105, Pastor.
Yes, Pastor, verses 1 through 3. Yes.
But that's what we're to do. We are to bless God. We're to sound that out. We're to bless him. And we're to make known his deeds, the things he's done for us, whatever it is. That's how you bless God. See, blessing God, and if you'll understand this, it's not only you making, not only is you making it holler and consecrate it, but you're speaking it. You're speaking it. Because that's what blessings are. You know, the more I understand that word blessing and what it means the act of words, a one that blesses. In other words, when Jesus took the wine and the bread, he blessed it. He was giving words. So when you are speaking words to the Father, that's how you bless him. I want us to go back, and we're going to really read that 105th Psalms, 1 to the 3rd verse, and also because it explains what you're to do in 103rd Psalms, 1 through the 5th verse, because it says, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Well, how do you bless God? By speaking these words, by speaking what Psalms 105 say. That's how you bless God. Blessing is speaking and saying things to your Creator, about your Creator. So we want to bless God today. Hallelujah. We want to truly bless him today. We want to let the world know how good. That's if you're not ashamed. Now, there's some people ashamed. I'm going to be honest with y'all. Man, I ain't ashamed of anything God did for me. But they said good, bad, and ugly. Whatever he had let happen to me, it was for my good. And I got to be honest with you. At the end of the day, I look back over and I think what God had brought me from and places he kept me from and people he kept me out from around. I just see it was a blessing. Hallelujah. It was a blessing. It's a blessing. When God does it for you, it ain't nothing like it, brother. I tell you, when God bless, he said, give thanks unto the Lord. Call upon his name and make known his deeds among the people. See, that's when you're blessing God, when you're making known his deeds, when you're singing unto him, the psalms unto him, and you talk. The Bible says, and ye all of his wonder works. When you talk about how wonderful he is, the things he's done for you. I mean, if you didn't do nothing but go out there and look at the trees, if you didn't do nothing but look at things in terms of the purpose, why we have what we have in terms of the trees, the leaves, the water. Let me give you all something that just will bless your heart. Isn't it something that man can make everything? And there he is right there, got the formula to make water and can't do it. H2O. He make anything he want, but he can't make water. And we ought to be shocked for that. Because if he could make water, you know, the water company already want to charge you for the water God already give you because they want to purify whatever. But the water that God give us, man can't duplicate that. Can't duplicate it. Who you think that water come from? Man don't make water. He can't. So if nothing, when I think about the wonders, when I look at the sky and I think about, when I look at the ocean, man, and I see there's a color there. When I look at the sky and I see the colors there and how God uses his paintbrush and don't drop any paint anywhere, I'm just, I have to give him thanks. I give glory to his name.
Hallelujah.
My spirit rejoices. Well, I sit up here and praise God. But,
Hallelujah.
Those that would like to praise God today, it's Thankful Thursday. If you have something you want to be thankful for, press 1 and we'll let you in. And hallelujah.
Amen.
thankful Thursday. Oh, bless the Lord, oh, my soul.
And all that is within me. Mm-hmm. Amen. Well, I like to start it off, and I like to read Psalms 105 from the Message Bible, verses 1 through, it might go 1 through 5 here. It says, hallelujah, thank God, pray to him by name. Tell everyone you meet what he has done. Sing him songs, belt out him, translate his wonders into music, honor his holy name with hallelujahs. You who seek God, live a happy life. Keep your eyes open for God. Watch for his works. Be alert for signs of his presence. Remember the world of wonders he has made, his miracles, and the verdict he rendered. Amen. So you were just talking about the marvelous works of God, Pastor, and here the scripture is just brings it right out. Amen. Praise God.
Amen. Wow, that's an awesome scripture to get started with. Give thanks to the Lord. Call on his name. Let people know. See, that's when you blessing somebody. He says, yeah. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. This is the 103rd Psalms, 1 through 5th verse. Sister William, if she'll read that one, please.
Pardon me again.
And third Psalm, 1 through 5.
Okay, Psalm 3, 1 through 5. One moment. Lord, how are they increased that trouble me? Many are they that rise up against me. Many there be which say of my soul, there is no help for him in God. Shalash. But thou, O Lord, art.
Is that the 103rd Psalm, 103?
103. Sorry, that was 3. One moment. 103, 1 through 5. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases, who thy life from destruction, who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfy thy mouth with good things, so that thy youth is renewed like the eagle. The Lord exalteth righteousness and judgment for all that are oppressed.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen, amen. Reading from the Message Bible. Psalms 103, 1 through 5. Oh, my soul, bless God. From head to toe, I'll bless his holy name. Oh, my soul, bless God. Don't forget a single blessing. He forgives your sins, everyone. He heals your diseases, everyone. He redeems you from hell, saves your life. He crowns you with love and mercy, a paradise crown. He wraps you in goodness, beauty, eternal. He renews your youth. You're always young in his presence. Amen, amen.
Amen.
Ooh, hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Thank
bless
you,
him.
Lord.
Bless him.
Yeah.
And
hallelujah.
And he gives the reasons why you should bless him. Notice it says, everything about me, I want to bless God. Mm-hmm. I want to bless his holy name.
Yeah.
And it goes on to say, why? Because he give us all of his benefits. I mean, if you didn't do nothing but just stay there all day, and you think about the benefits we've gotten.
Yeah.
The benefits.
Mm-hmm.
When I think about the benefits that we gotten from the Lord,
thank you, Lord.
It has produced good stuff.
Thank you, Lord.
The benefit outweighs the bad things. He works things together for our good. Our benefit. It's just like having the benefits on a job. You know, most people, when they get a job nowadays, they want to make sure they have benefits for their family in case they get disabled, in case they retire. Yeah, benefit is a big thing now. Now, I just keep it real with you. Benefit is a big thing. Having the right health insurance, you know, that it has, eyes and ears, and then especially if you got benefits that there's no copay or very minimum copay. Benefits is big in our world. It's big in our society.
Amen. Yes, it
is.
I know the last job I had, we had PTO. And in that PTO, if you didn't use it, the benefit was they would double it. Then it got to the place that they wanted you to use it because they could no longer give you those extra benefits because they didn't want you off the job. So if you stayed on the job and worked through it and you didn't use your PTO, that was a blessing to you because they would take that and they would double it or give you some extra.
Yeah.
But then they realized that they were losing too much money. They said, no, y'all need to take some of this time off now. Then they said, if you don't take it off, you're going to lose it. Well, those people, they didn't like that because they were losing their benefit. And I'm trying to tell you, brother and sister, when you're in Christ, he forgives you of your sin. That's a benefit.
Thank you.
And I tell people, I say, you've been forgiven. Why are you going to sit up and listen to some dipstick about God ain't forgave you? If he forgiven you, walk with it. Because it's part of your benefit. Part of your benefit is being called a child of God. Know that Deuteronomy 32:10 is real. You're the apple of your father's eye, man. You got benefit. When I think of 2 Peter 1:4, you're partakers of the divine nature. That's benefit. Matter of fact, God make us like him. He give us a light to shine. That's benefit. That's benefit. Yeah. You got benefits. Got to use them. You're a member of the body of Christ. That's benefit. You're a citizen of heavenly things. Those are benefits.
Yes, amen. Thank you, Lord.
Yes, amen.
Matter of fact, now I'm going to show you how close you are to God. Let me show you one of the benefits. In 1 Peter 2:5, read that, Evangelist William, Sister William. Read that for me, please.
It was 1 Peter 2:5. 1 Peter 2. Elect according to the foreknowledge of God the Father, through sanctification of the Spirit, unto obedience and sprinkling of the blood of Jesus Christ. Grace unto you, and peace be multiplied. 5. Who are kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation ready to be revealed in the last time.
Mm-hmm. That's one of the benefits. That ain't the one I called for, but that's one of the benefits. Peter 2:5. 1 Peter 2:5. It's one of the benefits, the blessings. Blessings are benefits, brothers and sisters. So when we read 1 Peter 2:5, listen, that's one of your benefits, man.
Yes, it is.
And don't let me go down to 2 and 9. But when I read all of that, you're a benefactor. You receive these benefits.
Thank you, Lord.
So in 1 Peter, you find that yet, Sister William?
1 Peter 2:5. Ye also, as lively stones. Is that the correct place, Pastor?
You're right. Yeah, that's it.
Ye also, as lively stones, are built upon a spiritual house and holy priesthood to offer up spiritual sacrifice acceptable to God by Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm. Amen, amen. From the Message Bible, to you who trust him, he's a stone to be proud of, but to those who refuse to trust him, the stone the workmen threw out is now the chief foundation stone. For the untrusting, it's a stone to trip over, a boulder blocking the way. They trip and fall because they refuse to obey, just as predicted. Amen.
Amen. Mine say, one of God's living stones, and you're being built up as a spiritual house. That's a benefit. God made us like him. God is a spirit. And you go on down to verse 9, he said, you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood.
Thank you.
Something like along those lines. Yeah.
That's what it says. Mm-hmm.
Read that, Sister William. That's the 9th and 10th verses somewhere down there.
Yes, mm-hmm. 9th verse. But ye are a chosen generation. But ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, and holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should show forth the praise of him who hath called you out of darkness into his marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen, amen. From the Message Bible, but you are the ones chosen by God, chosen for the high calling of priestly work, chosen to be a holy people, God's instruments to do his work and speak out for him, to tell others of the night and day difference he made for you, from nothing to something, from rejected to accepted. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. We're to be a blessing. We're to be a blessing. Now, it's easy for me to talk about financial blessing, even how Melchizedek blessed Abraham with finances. Mm-hmm. I mean, I can go on and on and do, but we've been called to be a spiritual blessing. So when the Bible says we've been made a holy nation, think about that. We're to do holy things.
We're
to show forth his praise. Matter of fact, this is why you've been called out of darkness, so you can be part of the priesthood, the priesthood, that's what they would do. They'd speak blessing on people. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're a royal priesthood, you speak blessings on people who have been elevated.
Yeah.
Right now, you can just start speaking blessings on people.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
When time passed, you weren't even a people. You weren't even looked upon as a people. But now, I like that. But now, we are the people of God, which have obtained mercy.
Yes.
We was a people, God wouldn't even give mercy. But now, because we've been chosen by God, we have obtained mercy.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
So keep your conversation with God. Keep your praises with God. Continue to bless him. Well, it's Thankful Thursday. Anyone else like to have anything to share, press 1.
Amen.
If you want to bless him, bless the Lord.
Amen.
Anyone else?
Praise God. Well, Pastor, I'd just like to read that passage from the New Living Translation, 5-9, and it says, "And you are living stones that God is building into his spiritual temple. What's more, you are his holy priest. Through the meditation of Jesus Christ, you offer spiritual sacrifices that please God. As the scripture says, I am placing a cornerstone in Jerusalem, chosen for great honor, and anyone who trusts in him will never be disgraced. Yes, you who trust him recognize the honor God has given him. Those who reject him, the stone that the builders rejected has now become the cornerstone, and he is the stone that makes people stumble, the rock that makes them fall. They stumble because they do not obey God's word, and so they meet the face that was planned for them." Let me say that again. "They stumble because they do not obey God's word, and so they meet the fate that was planned for them." Verse 9, "But you are not like that, for you are a chosen people. You are royal priests, a holy nation, God's very own possession. As a result, you can show others the goodness of God, for he called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. Once you had no identity as a people, now you are God's people. Once you received no mercy, now you have received mercy." Amen.
Amen.
That was 5-10. Amen, amen.
Amen.
That makes it clear. That makes it plain to me. Amen.
Oh, it's real plain to me. We're supposed to be blessing people. See, before we couldn't do that, but now we can. We are a blessed people. God bless us for this reason so we can bless others.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Amen.
You know, some people, they probably won't say this, but I think it's something to something to brag about. And then it's something to live up to. You've been chosen by God.
Mhm. Yeah. Amen.
No, I don't know if it was might have been Sister William. I was talking to her the other day, and we were talking about the difference between being adopted and, you know, somebody just having a child. Well, see, when you've been chosen, that's like you've been adopted, man. He didn't have to choose you. all them other children out there, all them other kids out there, all them other people out there, good to say, well, you know what, I want this one, this one. So when you get chosen, that's you.
Yes, it is.
It ain't like if you just had a baby, then you got to take. No, God chose us. He adopted us. I like that adoption thing, man. Because, see, when you adopt somebody, was that you I was talking to about that, Sister Williams? Like,
yes, it was, Pastor. Yes, Pastor.
But when you adopt somebody, look at that glory there, man. You had a chance to look that person over and make a decision.
Yeah.
If you want them or not. God chose us. He adopted us.
Yes, indeed. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Yes.
That's good, man. Thank you ain't got nothing to be thankful for. You ought to be thankful that God adopted you.
Yes. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
You know, y'all, when y'all were little girls and that handsome boy would come by or some of you guys on here, you know when you get chosen by one of them girls, man, that's big time stuff, man. When the dude pick you out and there's four girls, there's five girls, then he pick you out the bunch, you've been chosen. Well, that gives you a whole different mindset. Well, that's the kind of mindset we ought to have, knowing that God chose us. He picked us out. Yeah.
Thank you, Lord.
There's a lot of people who like to be where we're at, because we know one thing, we got God's protection. We ain't worried about no viruses. We ain't worried about what the enemy can do. We're protected by God because we've been chosen by him. He chose us to protect us. He chose us to give to us. Just didn't choose you because, you know, but he chose you because he wants you to be like him.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
But if nothing else, I thank you all and we'll see you all on tomorrow.